Morning, students. Question. If Queens doesn't offer its workers a fair contract by February 3rd, who will be affected? Anyone? Answer. Those who live in residence, use university facilities, eat in campus cafeterias, and attend classes and labs.
So basically everyone.
Correct. It's time for Queens to take responsibility and ensure the well-being of their workers and students.
Message brought to you by QP Locals 229, 254, and 1302.
Tickets are now on sale for Side by Side, Union Gallery's annual major fundraiser. Join us on Saturday, February 8th for an afternoon of live music, artsy activities, and a lottery-style draw where everyone is a winner. Take home a one-of-a-kind artwork and support Union Gallery's nonprofit mission. Come visit the exhibition or check out the online catalog to see the 100-plus works available. Head to uniongallery.ca and get your tickets for Side by Side today.
Hey, this is Natalia from the Deers, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9. Keep listening.
Morning, students. Question. If Queens doesn't offer its workers a fair contract by February 3rd, who will be affected? Anyone? Answer. Those who live in residence, use university facilities, eat in campus cafeterias, and attend classes and labs.
So basically everyone.
Correct. It's time for Queens to take responsibility and ensure the well-being of their workers and students.
Message brought to you by QP Locals 229, 254, and 1302.
Hi, I'm Cam.
I'm Boris.
And we are Castor. And you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Calling all SGPS members, CFRC 101.9 FM is going to referendum this year to seek continuance of its optional student fee. Help your campus radio station serve our community with news, music, arts programming, podcasts, and more. Watch your emails for ballots from the SGPS and vote yes to continue CFRC's optional fee on January 29th and 30th. Thank you for your support.
Walked out of a mall into a huge parking area and realized you'd forgotten where you parked your car.
Ever gone mountain biking?
What do you want to be when you grow up? What's the right tip?
Have you called a plumber to your home lately? How superstitious are you?
How much money would it take to make you spend a night in a cemetery? Would you display this as a trophy? Do you have a pet? Do you have a sweet tooth? Do you believe in the power of a curse?
Have you had your hearing tested lately?
Planning a trip soon? Can you remember the tallest man you've ever seen?
Do you love to go a-wandering beneath a clear blue sky?
Have you noticed what big stars real estate agents have become?
Are you careful with your personal records? Does your computer ever seem to have a mind of its own? Have you ever visited a Chinatown section in a major city?
Have you ever visited a flea market? Have you ever visited a truck stop? Did you ever have a job as a waiter?
Have you noticed how many successful restaurants are theme-based these days?
Have you ever had the desire to write your initials in wet cement?
Baby, that ain't
back in action. What's up, jabronis and jabronettes? My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
Thank you very much for tuning in to Indie Morning Wednesday. How's it going?
It's going great.
You keeping warm out there, Simone the Moan?
I'm trying my best.
Yeah.
I felt like I walked through like a translucent screen.
What?
This morning. Like, that's what it felt like. It
when
felt
you
like
your front door?
Yes, yeah. Yes, yes.
And
it was
just
kind
wrapped
of just
in...
like crystals, kind of, like foggy crystals, you know? And I looked up and the moon was there still.
It's good to have the sun out this early, though, a little
bit.
It's getting better.
A little bit, yeah. So it's like the sun and the moon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're not out of the woods yet there, dear listeners. It is still very cold in the Kingston, Ontario region. So we got some hot tunes for you.
Yeah, and we got our layers going on.
We got our layers.
Yes.
Many layers, metaphorical, physical, everything.
We've got everything going on.
My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And this is Indie Morning Wake Up Wednesday edition. This is your hump day rock ride to get you, you know, through the week.
Yeah.
We got us here till 10 a.m. We're live.
It's great.
Yeah,
we're sitting live.
Sitting pretty in the limestone city.
Yes, always pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
got my I got my eyebrows popping.
Yeah, you do.
I don't know. Are they too much, though? Like, because I suffer from brow blindness at times.
I didn't even notice them, so that means they're just perfect.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Exactly. We got a good show today. We're going to be talking about eyebrows and blue jeans.
Yes.
And we got a lot of movies.
Podcasts and TikTok.
TikToks and
yeah.
Yeah. We got some movie news. We got to talk about The Toxic Avenger later. And
what's that?
Oh, we'll get into that.
Oh, please, do tell.
Yeah, we're also going to do a community events roundup, talk about some stuff that's coming up either this weekend or down in the pipeline as well. We got some Kingston Film Fest stuff to talk about.
Lots of stuff happening in February.
Yeah. And then, of course, we're going to be talking about our sponsors.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Yeah.
Say that three times fast.
We got some delicious breakfast from our friends at Old Farm.
Oh, always.
Yeah, keeping our tumblies from rumbling.
Yeah, tumblies.
That's it.
A little tumbly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I call it. So, yeah, we'll get to it. We just heard a track from Teddy Swims. That was The Door, something, you know, hip-hopping and ready to get you going.
Like a little hip-hop.
It's not too bad. We're going to hear some good hip-hop later.
I'm excited.
But before that, we've got the ultimate OG rap star, Ringo Starr.
Ringo Starr, OG.
He's got a new album out right now, and here's a new track from that. This is called Look Up. Nice. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
Let's
do it.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Bishop Nehru. Shout out to CFRC and the Campus and Community Radio at Queens University. Much love to everybody. Much love to all the Nehruvians listening. Peace.
Take out the papers and the trash. Or you don't get no spending cash. If you don't scrub that kitchen floor, you ain't gonna rock and roll no more. Yaggedy yak.
Don't talk back.
Just finish cleaning up your room. Let's see that dust fly with that broom. Get all that garbage out of sight. Or you don't go out Friday night.
Don't talk back.
You just put on your coat and hat and walk yourself to the laundromat. And when you finish doing that, bring in the dog and put out the cat.
Don't talk back.
And this is my universal translator. Unfortunately, so far it only translates into an incomprehensible dead language.
Hello.
Bonjour.
Crazy gibberish.
Hello, my name is Julie DeBaron. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
I wish I could say it would all be all right.
It'll all be all right.
I wish I could tell you it would all be fine.
It'll all be just fine.
But a stone only rolls downhill. These things, they'll be what they will, what they will.
Hey, hey, hey!
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Nice. Was that Kanye?
I think that was the coffee.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was Kanye. Awesome. I like that. I like that.
That was a solid album.
It was good.
Back in the day. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And this is our solid show. It's Indie Morning Wake Up Wednesday. We're coming at you live from Kingston, Ontario, Canada. Yeah.
Carruthers Hall, down in the cave.
Yeah. Another shout out to our listeners down in Watertown. I think they got hit with more snow last
night.
Did
they? Aw.
It's dry as a bone up here.
Yeah.
It's Wednesday. It's winter. It's pretty chilly out there. We're on Queen's University campus. Yeah. The students are shivering through.
Yeah, they're doing the thing, though.
They're doing the thing.
They show up. They're on the bus. They're all bundled up and they're ready to go.
Yeah. I mean, midterms start next week, so they better be ready to go.
Wow.
Yeah.
All the best to you.
All the best. And all the best to you, listeners. Thanks for tuning in. We just had a power set, a new track just now from a little band called OK Go. You remember them? They did that famous treadmill music video like a decade ago that went viral on YouTube. And you'll remember when you see it.
I gotta check it out.
Yeah, so check, but then also check out the music video for this latest track called A Stone Only Rolls Uphill. because they shot it with like 60 iPhones. Yeah. It's wild.
Wild?
It's wild, Simone. Also in that set, we had an oldie but a goodie from She and Him with Lingering Still.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, also in there, we had Yakety Yak by the Coasters.
Nice.
You gotta go way back, play back.
Yakety Yak!
Don't dog bag. And then we opened her up with Ringo Starr and a track off his new upcoming album, Look Up.
Look Up.
It's all about peace and love.
Peace and love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He looks good for like 85, like his beard.
That's amazing.
Jet black beard.
And he still looks like himself.
Yeah, exactly. We played a music video a couple weeks ago, and he was putting in footage of himself back in the 60s.
Yeah.
Spitting image.
Yeah.
He's always Mr. Conductor.
Yeah, there he is.
Yeah.
Looking good.
And there we are, looking good. We slept in on a Wednesday morning to entertain you folks until 10 a.m.
Yeah.
So
what's going on in your life?
Oh, not much. The beard grows ever longer.
It's looking good, looking trim.
Thank you. I went down the GQ rabbit hole on their YouTube channel.
GQ?
Yeah, Gentleman's Quarterly.
Who would have known?
Well, I mean, like, this is my first.
I'm impressed.
Thank you.
Yeah.
This is my first experiment with beard. And
it
was
Beard.
It was Beard. It's his name. It's just Beard.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize, I should have guessed that like GQ's just got many videos on their YouTube.
Yes.
Like many long videos.
So are you going to invest in any oils?
No. God, no.
No?
I'm not that crazy.
Not that crazy?
No.
I thought you need the beard oil and then you need like a special clipper or whatever just for the beard.
I've got the clipper.
You got the clipper?
The hedge trimmers, yeah.
Okay.
And then a little comb.
I'm
going to start wearing it in my breast pocket like a 1950s greaser.
Ooh.
I'll have my deck of cards up my sleeve.
Oh, that's hot.
It'll be good. Speaking of hot, it is mid-January.
Yes.
And this is like the first real kind of winter we've had in a couple years, I think, right?
Yeah.
It's good. It's sobering. It gets us back to normal.
Yeah.
But then it also gets us thinking about, you know, raising an eyebrow, warmer things.
Yes.
We're talking the Valentine's Day is on the horizon.
Yes, it is coming up.
Yeah.
It is coming up.
And Simone.
So you have,
You've been regaling me off air.
Yeah.
You're delving into the dark, deep world.
Yeah, so I thought, okay, well, you know, what's all going on? So I thought, well, let's just see what's going on. So I decided to download an app. Okay, I'm not as crazy to do the Tinder, because the Tinder just seems intense.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, what's something a little bit chill?
A little bit more chill. Adult.
A little bit more adult, a little mature.
Yeah.
So I got Hinge.
Hinge.
I keep hearing about Hinge, right?
I've never heard about that.
I put Hinge on my phone, and I can see why. It's very scroll friendly.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
It's very kind of fun to scroll, because you'll see their picture and then you scroll and they've got bigger font and it will say something like, it'll give them a little prompt. So like, for instance, the guy would say like, the one thing I'd love to know about you is, and then in big letters, it will say what it is that they wanted.
Oh, I see.
And then it's if you
your
can cook.
Your social insurance
yeah,
number.
Yeah, if you can cook,
oh,
you know,
okay, yeah.
Or my love language is your physical touch.
Don't be scared.
You know, like I have an irrational fear of sharks and cotton balls. You know what I mean?
Wait, what?
Cotton balls. Sure. I don't know. That came up quite a bit of things that guys are afraid of.
Cotton balls.
At least, like, guys are in my vicinity, although they sent me a lot of guys from Syracuse.
Yeah, that kind of seems like, I mean, the only thing I associate cotton balls with is like makeup removal. And so maybe they've got like PTSD from bad girlfriends where.
I don't know, but like that came up a lot. Cotton balls came up a lot. Sharks came up a lot.
Yeah.
Some observations is, okay, so they will give you like, do you drink? Do you smoke? Do you do drugs?
Fair, yeah.
Do you
know
what I mean? And some people do all three, some people don't.
Yeah.
Lots of gym selfies.
Oh,
lots
nice.
Of guys trying to work out, showing the guns, showing what they got, you know, their progress.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Let's see, a lot of fishing. Okay, a lot of people, you know, catching some trout.
Okay, yeah.
A few golf, some golf.
Okay.
Doing their golf swing.
Typical.
A lot of dogs. A lot of dogs, a lot of cats.
It's because we have to prove our worth as men and potential fathers.
Yeah, that you could protect the dog.
Can keep an animal alive.
Yeah, so you could protect the girl. So lots of that, lots of that going on.
Wow.
Let's see, I could read you a couple.
I'm learning so much
let's
here.
Let's see.
See, this is good because like I was always thinking to myself, should I sign up incognito as a woman, so that I can see what the other men are doing.
Yeah, you can do that as
well. And then head them off.
Well, yeah, you could do that as well. So you could change your settings.
Yeah.
And I guess you could see what guys are doing.
Okay. But this, right? this is much better, though, just having you do it.
Just have me do
it. Yeah, and then...
Yeah, so, yeah, there's a... I liked some of their little things that they write. Like, for instance, we've got one that says, I go crazy for... ... girls that take care of themselves and shower.
I go crazy for that. Wow. I thought, like, I go crazy for would be, like, something like, I don't know, like, something a little more sensual or, like, romantic.
Yeah.
Not just, like, the bare minimum, like, I go crazy for.
Okay, here's another one. Dating me, ... is like lighting a dumpster fire.
That's a good one.
That's a good
one.
I like that one. At least they're trying to be honest.
Yeah.
Okay, another person says, like, okay, their workplace is wizard at animation and board game.
See, that's, I like stuff like that because they're honest about their interests.
Yeah, and it's kind of funny, right? They're kind of being cute with it.
Yeah.
I don't mind that.
And then if, like, it's something you're not, they're not playing games. Like, it's like, this is what I'm into.
Yeah.
If you don't like it, move
along. This person is saying that where they live at the internet.
Okay.
Okay, nice. So, you know, I think it's kind of funny. Some people a little bit more serious. For instance, you should not go out with me if ... you haven't given any thought to your attachment style. Have you heard about attachment styles?
No.
Like, apparently there is like an anxious attachment style, meaning that you're in a relationship, you're more likely to kind of pull away. Some people kind of pull away. They want to be closer to pull away. Apparently, just how they were raised as a child or something like that.
Some things you got to figure out when you're
dating,
though.
We're talking about trauma, like these, you know, everyone's a narcissist. There's a lot of these different therapy talk. Anyway.
I like the idea of these dating things. I don't know if they should get so specific because that's the point of dating. Like, what if they've got all these red flags on their profile, but then you meet them and you actually like the person?
Well, that's the thing. And I think not everybody is going to maybe shine in a profile like this. But anyway, it's the number one way of meeting people now these days.
I've known many people who are married and they met their spouses off of dating apps and whatnot. Yeah. So
here's another one.
Yeah.
I'm looking for ... a good time, not a long time. If you're up for spontaneous adventures, terrible puns, and no awkward where is this going talks, let's make a match.
Okay.
Okay.
Interesting.
So
it sounds like a good option. My strategy is just to go to Market Square, stand on a milk crate and with a big bell and just yell at people.
Yeah.
It doesn't work.
You don't think it works?
I don't know. I haven't got any numbers.
What if you hold up a sign?
Just like,
that has worked for some people. Remember the thing, like, just a few years ago, there's people just going in the square downtown New York or whatever and just holding up their resume, just giving out resumes.
Oh.
And, like, people actually gotten a job doing that or up a sign saying, hey,
yeah,
I'm available.
You know what we need in this country are, like, those Chinese love markets that they have in China where all of our parents go into a park and they have, like, a physical
paper.
Handout.
Yeah.
This is my son. This is his education level.
Right.
This is his fertility level.
Yeah.
Marry him now.
But I don't know if I would do so well on paper. I think I'm a more of an in person.
Yeah.
You gotta experience the moan.
For better or worse.
For better or worse.
I don't think I would do so well.
Like, this maybe I could because you can be a little bit creative with it.
It's a good way to get to the first step.
Yeah.
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 This world we
live in. Lots going
on
Hinge.
Oh my goodness. You're unhinged.
You should not go out with me. If ... you're not a low-key nerd.
A low-key nerd. I don't know, man. I'm a high-key nerd.
He's got, the guy's got
Let's see his picture. Oh, he's got a luchador mask on.
Yeah.
That's high-key nerd. That's not low-key.
That's high-key?
Yeah, it's high-key nerd.
Yeah,
give me a break.
Yeah, lots going on there in Hinge just for fun. It's interesting to see what people write down. I don't know if I'm going to I feel like I should try it for real.
Just to try it,
For like for a week or something and just see.
I remember going out with a group of friends to a pub years ago and the woman who was out with us had met a dude on Tinder and that was their first date. They went to a country concert down at the Slush Puppy Center and then they met up with us at the pub. And
wow, that's a long time.
It's a long date and he was not having it. It was the most awkward thing ever. She said that basically they knew within the first 5 minutes that they didn't like each other, but they were committed because they had made these plans. And he just sat in the corner of the booth with his arms crossed and his hat pulled down, didn't say a word to anyone, left early.
Wow.
I don't know. Speed dating sounds like a good idea. We were talking about that off air.
Yeah. We were talking about that.
Because then at least you get the one-on-one FaceTime.
Yeah, but there's no guys, right?
There's no guys
who want to be doing this. See, there's a lot of these types of, like, get to know you type of events, but they're very female heavy. Like, there's a lot of women, like, you know, if you want to go dancing or whatever, and there's a lot of guys who, like, are not into that. It's, they're not into the doing the dancing or doing the sports. Like, where are the men? What are they
doing? They're on their computers. That's why they're all on Hinge, because they're all on their computers. They're cowards.
They're cowards?
They're cowards. I'm gonna kick the door open on one of these speed dating things. I'll be the only bro there.
There you go.
You clean up. Yeah, that's the plan. We're sticking to it. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And we're talking about Valentine's Day. For just joining us, it's Indie Wake Up Wednesday.
And we're just talking about a little love.
Where all the madness comes to settle. It's cold, so it's snuggling season is what it is.
Isn't it? Yeah. It's called cuffing season. Is that what they call it?
What?
Cuffing.
I thought that meant to hit someone.
Like you cuff, like a handcuff.
Oh.
Right, you... The
Sounds
season
a
where you cuff to someone and
Interesting.
To someone to hold, or you cuff on to them.
Okay.
You know, you it's arrest, you get arrested.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's what you want in a relationship. You want to make it seem like a prison sentence.
Arrest them for,
like the old days.
And then springtime.
You go to war, you get married when you're 17, and you're with that person until you're 90.
There you go.
And then you die of a heart attack and roll yourself into the ditch.
There you go.
Perfect. Romance.
Love.
Awesome.
Do you believe in life after love?
That's what I want. Sure. I want a woman who dresses like Cher.
Well, she's doing well. I think she has a young man.
She just got the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction, too. Yeah, yeah.
She's doing it.
Right on.
Yeah, maybe she's not afraid.
She'll be on Hinge, I think.
I think so.
My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
We're going to keep things moving along with a very appropriately titled song. This one's called Lonely Hearts.
Oh.
It's a new one from our friend Claudia Bouvette from Quebec.
Okay.
Shall we?
We shall.
Smile and Mr. Herman. Mr. Herman, you have a telephone call at the front desk.
Now your number has come up, babe. It happens once every 100 years. So get right down by me, babe. Soon I won't be here, cause I'm rolling down the line. King of the Moon. Now I didn't always come nowhere on some county borderline. There's plenty of other places right nearby where I can't spend my time, cause I'm rolling down the line. Yes, and I'll get to you soon. Yes, now more outside I am your jitterbug, King of the Moon. Sugar calls my name, cause I'm rolling down the line. Yes, and I'll get to you soon. If not more, I'll proud I am your jitterbug, King of the Moon. So if I call out your name, babe, you better not refuse, cause I got a lot I got to do, and I got no time to lose.
I'm Trevor from the Arrogant Worms, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
I still remember the feeling when I lit our own house long time ago now. Mama would play us guitar, Papa had his disco. The radio was burning out. The days and nightmares would come around. When I'd sing to the birds at my window, and I found the way out, flying high now. No prayers and no love songs could stop me flying. No prayers and no love songs.
Yeah.
had to close my eyes in the summer day. The nights the radio was burning out, the days and nightmares would come around. I remember when every night and then had to close my eyes in the summer day. The nights the radio was too loud, the days and nightmares would come around. When will the good times be back again? They never will, baby, they never will. And I pray.
You make like a tree and get out of here.
Tasty, tasty, tasty.
Uh-huh.
Delicious tunes on a fine Wednesday morning.
Yes, yes.
I can barely contain my rage, Simone.
Your rage. What is going on with you, Jeff?
It's cold. There's crows everywhere out there.
Are you scared of the crows? They're a little bit ominous. Ominous.
I'm glad that we're talking about the murder of crows that are all over the place. And I'm glad that you saw them, because I keep mentioning
them. I saw them kind of a few months back.
I thought they were
I'm like, what is happening? What is this? Like, I felt like there was some kind of like haunted like
Something.
Yeah. Like something was amiss spiritually. Like,
I just thought that maybe they were trying to come after me because I keep mentioning to people and people are like, what are you talking about?
No, I mentioned this to someone.
Okay.
And they were like, oh yeah, that's the Kingston Crows. Or like
they crow what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
Simone the Mode.
The ultimate picture of masculinity and male prowess.
You are with that beard.
Oh yeah.
It looks like you're gonna, you know, be tap dancing on a big thing of lumber.
Yep. You log know what dancing. I mean?
Yeah, log
exactly.
Apparently it's like one of the most dangerous jobs.
Yeah. Yes. It probably is. Yeah. I don't know why. Yeah.
I don't know if people are doing it.
I'm trying to let
that?
You know.
Do you remember that? That this it was a commercial, Canadian commercial.
The cartoon.
Da, 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 da,
it was a cartoon,
da, da,
right?
Yeah. Yeah. The dog master, da, 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 da.
I try to play that every Canada's Day. The log driver's waltz.
Yeah.
Classic. That's some classic romance stuff right there.
Is it?
Because he was the best dancer.
Oh.
And so then when you would go to the bar and like trying to find the ladies.
Yeah, that's what she's talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he was so nimble. Because we've been talking this morning, if you're just joining us, about like internet dating and that kind of thing. Yeah,
we're continuing on this clip here.
Yeah.
Talking about love.
Talking about love and all that kind of stuff.
Well, I saw a lot of the comments, the gentleman said that they were good at cooking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that brings us to our sponsor.
Right.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
So maybe if you're a guy out there and you've got a hot date or something like that and you want to impress that woman.
Yep. I'll tell you.
Or you're a woman and you want to press that guy or whatever.
Yeah.
You can go to Old Farm.
Cook
Old Farm
a good
can hook
meal.
You up.
And if you're not a very good cook like me, I'll tell you my secret.
Okay, what's your secret? If you were gonna do a nice dinner for a girl.
You do something that's easy to prepare but sounds impressive.
Right. What would you get from Old Farm?
What would you do? The Enright Beef, the Enright Cattle Company sells a very nice shank roast. It's like a thick steak almost. It's like an inch and a quarter maybe.
Yeah.
It comes with a bone in it with the marrow in it.
Yeah.
You throw one or two of those from frozen. Again, this is easy stuff to do, but it seems more impressive than it is.
Okay.
You toss it in the slow cooker from frozen. You put it on low for 8 hours.
Okay.
You chunk up some onions, you chunk up some garlic, and you dump some red wine in there. And you just let that hang out for like the day. And then when your date comes over, the place smells good. So all of your nerd stink is camouflaged.
Only that you've got? Like what else
what
are you?
What do you mean only that? The marrow melts and it comes out like
But what else are you putting? Like what, is there anything else in the spread? Like is it a spread?
Oh, I'll do like the charcuterie is an easy thing to do.
Okay.
Because it's just like cutting things and putting things together.
All right, so you got the charcuterie. Okay.
Yeah. And
okay.
Then,
what do you have to drink?
Well, I don't know, just Jack Daniels and a smile. No, you get a nice bottle of wine to go with it. Yeah,
yes, yes.
And then for dessert, here's another easy one.
Yes, what do you got
one.
For dessert?
You
for
do
her.
A nice vanilla ice cream, like something basic, like French vanilla with a little flecks of vanilla.
Okay.
Then you pour some like ice wine on it because ice wine's nice and thick and syrupy.
Okay.
And not a lot of people drink ice wine, so it's very like, ice wine.
Okay.
Ooh.
So that's how she's going to say it?
Yeah, so you got to fake it till you make it. Easy things that seem impressive. That's what I'm
ice
all about.
Ice wine. Oh my goodness, Jeff.
There you go. I didn't know you're so cultured. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Like you did this all by yourself.
That's my demo. That's what I'm going for.
Does she have a vocal fry as well?
What is that?
It's the sound that you make with your like you hear the little.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't know.
Does she talk like that?
Of course. Yeah. Of course. Not when she's eating, though, because that would be a hazard.
No, so that's a pretty nice spread. You've got your main.
Yeah.
Right? You've got the charcuterie board that's a little she can pick at it, right?
Exactly.
As you're getting
the appetite.
Ready.
Yeah.
Right? And then do any breads? Any breads at all? Buttons? Or
gotta stay away from the breads.
Stay away from the
bread? You don't want people to get too, like, bloated, I guess. That kills the romance.
Kills the romance.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So no bread.
No bread. No bread. Enough of the bread.
You've got a little, but you've got, that's where the charcuterie board comes in because you got a little cheese, little crackers.
Yeah, of course.
Gluten-free
rice thins.
Oh, rice. Okay, that's good.
Yeah, and
that's
you want to make sure your fridge is stocked up with many things that you pretend like you have all the time, but you don't.
Right.
Coconut water. Kombucha.
Yeah. So you'll say to her, what would you like to drink?
Or you say, like, you know, you make an excuse where it's like,
You're not going to throw the Jack Daniels at her head. Like as she walks in.
Depends
like,
if she's fun or not.
So, okay, so you've got the meat, you've got the charcuterie board.
It's
you've
all
got
about
the
deception.
Dessert is coming.
Yeah.
Which is really nice. Are you any garnish or anything? Anything else you're going to put?
You don't want to go too crazy.
Not too crazy?
Like, if it's a first time having someone over for dinner, you don't want to, like, come on too strong.
Are you going to put the ice cream in a nice little ice cream, like, glass?
I have some Star Wars commemorative glasses from Burger King.
Perfect.
So you can eat your ice cream as if you're on the ice planet of Hoth.
Yeah, and it's interesting, right? Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay, that's creative. And I think she'll think that's cute. Yeah. She'll like that.
And a couple other notes of strategy.
Okay.
Keep your bathroom clean.
Okay.
Always be important.
Yeah.
And keep your door unlocked so that she feels like she can just escape whenever you start talking about Star Wars too much.
Okay, so she could just leave.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, I think she'd be having a good time.
Depends.
Yeah. If that's going well, everything's going well.
Then you sit down for a nice 13-hour marathon of the Lord of the Rings trilogy, and that's it. You're married.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. I think in there. There you go. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. Yeah, he's done it for you, everyone. Thank you, Jeff, the movie nerd. He's got it all figured out.
This segment has been sponsored by our glorious sponsors
at Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods. They put up with me. Why don't you? That's my slogan.
There you go. Perfect. Perfect.
Awesome. We're running a little late, so we're gonna play some tunes where we get back to. This is my number one romance song.
I can talk about this forever. Yeah.
When a woman comes over and I cook her dinner, I just crank up the George Thorogood. Because why not?
Why not?
Awesome. This will take us till 9 o'clock, and then when we come back, we're going to talk some events, find some romantic things for you to do.
Yeah.
With someone or by your lonesome, doesn't matter. Either way, if you're
either way.
Fun times.
Yeah.
This song is called One Bourbon, One Scotch, and One Beer. It's the most romantic song in the world.
Yeah.
My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And a fine Star Wars to you.
All right.
I want to tell you a story about the house in blue. I come home one Friday, had to tell the landlady I done lost my job. She said, that don't confront me, long as I get my money next Friday. Now next Friday I come, I didn't get the rent, and out the door I went. So I goes to the landlady, I said, you let me slide. I have the rent for it tomorrow, the next day I don't know. So say, let me slide it on, you know, people. I notice when I come home in the evening, she ain't got nothing nice to say to me. But for 5 years, she was so nice. Lord, she would love it, love it. I come home one particular evening, the landlady said, you got the rent money yet? I said, no, can't find no job, therefore I ain't got no money to pay the rent. She said, I don't believe you're trying to find no job. Said, I seen you today, you were standing on a corner, leaning up against a post. I said, but I'm tired, I've been walking all day. She said, that don't confront me, long as I get my money next Friday. Now next Friday I come out, I didn't have a rent, and out the door I went. So I go down the street, down to my good friend's house. I said, look, man, I'm outdoors, you know. Can I stay with you maybe a couple days? He said, let me go and ask my wife. He come out of the house, I could see in his face. I know there was no. He said, I don't know, man. She kind of funny, you know. I said, I know. Everybody funny. Now you for that too. So I go back home, I tell the landlady, I got a job, I'm gonna pay the rent. She said, yeah. I said, oh yeah. And then she was so nice. Lord, she would love it, love it. So I go in my room, pack up my things, and I go. I slip on out the back door,
down the streets I go. She hollering about the front rent, she'll be lucky to get in the back rent. She ain't gonna get none of it. So I stop in the local bar, you know, people. I go to the bar, I rent my coat, I call the bartender. I say, look, man, come down here. He got down there, so what you want? I want bourbon, I want scotch, I want beer. Well, I ain't seen my baby since I don't know when. I've been drinking bourbon, whiskey, scotch and gin. Gonna get high, man, I'm gonna get loose. Need me a triple shot of that juice. Gonna get drunk, don't you have no fear. I want one bourbon, one scotch, one beer. One bourbon, one scotch, one beer. But I'm sitting out at the bar. I'm getting drunk, I'm feeling mellow.